This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com and the website. And we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And we're also being heard on numerous leading independent stations around the country to great radio stations wherever and however we can get to them. And we also broadcast live and in living color around the world via the Internet with our streams, so you can hear the stream over there. And by the way, I am streaming on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You don't need a player. You just merely go over there, click on the link, and boom, you're listening to the program. And, of course, we're up on the satellite as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast and border-to-border, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and all the petroleum-related products out there. And let's not forget either that you can go over to Facebook and find us as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook, and we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's go over here to the telephone line, and we're going to pick up Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And welcome back for this hour. And we're going to go down and we're going to pick up our friend, the Colonel, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Good to be with you this
Thank you, sir. And 77 degrees right now where I'm at, not too shabby. And are you guys ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, a Marine F-35 fighter jet went missing for several hours yesterday after the pilot bailed out. Not sure what problems he had with it, but it happened near Charleston, South Carolina, and the plane was found, the debris field of the plane was found about 80 miles away to the north and slightly to the west in a remote area of South Carolina. And at one time, they had grounded the entire F-35 fleet, number one. And number two, they were asking the public for help to try to find a plane.
Yeah, well, the good news part of this is two things. One is that the debris of this stealth fighter landed a place where it didn't kill anybody or do tremendous damage other than to this tremendously expensive aircraft.
Yep.
And second, that the pilot was able to eject is in a good shape. The bad news, of course, is that in the wake of similar stand downs of Osprey helicopter aircraft in the Marines in the last year or so, and because of the spate of crashes with those, that doesn't bode well. And of course, there's the economic loss of this aircraft, but it begs a lot of questions. We won't know. One, we've got a surviving pilot, so we'll be able to piece together some of the causes of this. And depending on what we find in the debris field, I'm pretty confident we'll be able to collect the things that will make some conclusions about what to do to perhaps prevent this from occurring in the future. Hope springs eternal on that. So we'll see. More to follow, no doubt.
Yeah. Now, Hunter Biden has sued his father's government, i.e., the IRS.
Irony abounds, doesn't it, that would happen to his father's government at that. And of course, in the wake of the fact that there seems to be a band, I'm not ready to say, hey, the government's totally, they're going to do all the right things in the investigations administration and Hunter, but it does appear that Weiss and the crew are more likely to, and I don't know that these are related. I think it may be just happenstance that they're going to be looking at, out in California to find more IRS investigations of Hunter, because both the president and his son are really, really holding on to their financial records, to much of dismay, both from Congress and other, and so it begs a lot of questions on that. I don't think Hunter's going to go anywhere. I think that's a deflection. Some people have suggested that it's trying to deflect any more whistleblowers from coming forward to say that, you know, the government, by way of the IRS and others, has covered up.
Yeah, and of course, the special prosecutor, Weiss, is planning on charging, they think, Hunter Biden with tax crimes out of California, two felony charges. We'll see.
Yeah. Guns stop with the gun charges, does it?
Nope.
Nor should it.
Nope. All right, hold that thought, Colonel. We're coming back from this. We're going to take a break, rather, and then we'll be back from the break more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, who you'll hear when we come back. So don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, well, I'm going to find Chris Markowski over here, who's hanging in there on the sidelines, and let's see what he has to say.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And, of course, they've got several Nissan dealerships in the area, along with their Acura dealership over on North Florida Avenue. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best, whatever it takes. And let me tell you something about Moss Nissan. They definitely, when you mention my name, tell them the captain sent you, are going to do you right. Because they have the You Serve, You Save program. It started with them right here in the area, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, get afforded great deals for your service to our country. In addition, those Moss vehicles come, whether it's certified pre-owned or a brand new Nissan or Acura, those Moss Nissans come with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and free tire rotations. And that can save you a lot of money and help you cut off a lot of problems along route. Now, the flagship store is in Newport Richey at 1954. You'll see it long before you get there with a great big huge American flag up in the air. It's about 2 miles away. It was where I picked it up on a clear day, about 2 miles away. And Moss Nissan and Acura, you can find them side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then they have the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, located on the west side of Brooksville, State Route 50, right up against the Suncoast Parkway. And keep that in mind. And again, all of those stores, you should go in there and check them out. And even if you don't need a vehicle, maybe you might need an oil change. They've got a great service department. They stay open some extra hours to help you out. Check them out with their service. Check them out with their reliability. And give them a chance to be your next car dealer. You might be really surprised at what you hear. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we're going to go down here to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Rest, retired. Kevin Rest. Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army. Oh, boy. It's a long night.
That's all right. We all know who I am, and I know who you are.
Yeah.
Professor of Politics and the Captain.
Yep. All right. Well, yep. Let's get Kyle in the mix here. Kyle, take it away.
All right. Well, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, there's so many different things to talk about, but we've always got China and now Taiwan in the news almost every day. And just recently, China's military sent 103 warplanes over towards Taiwan over a 24-hour period, and, of course, testing their defenses, reactions, and so forth. Taiwan is really upset about this and saying it's, calling it harassment, which I think that it is. But, you know, is this a newer escalation? That's a lot of military planes.
Well, it is, but it should ebb and flow. And, we've talked about this a lot, and it's hard to say that. But the interesting thing is, this ebb and flow of what we pay attention to as well, because, with the UN General Assembly meeting and with the headline speakers, the President Biden and Zelensky will be meeting with U.S. officials, over the next couple of days, it's good that you bring this up because there's a tendency for right there that just put in the background what's going on in Southeast Asia with Taiwan and China. And we got to bear in mind, just as soon as Kim Il-jung, North Korea dictator, exited Russia, guess who entered stage right? Yeah, the foreign minister from China. And we know that Vladimir Putin absented himself from the General Assembly meeting and sent his foreign minister. And so he will have met with Kim Il-jung. They didn't come out with any big headline news, a couple trinkets that Kim Il-jung left with, but with more to follow, no doubt. These things bear watching. And now I don't know. I don't think it's a new escalation. I think it's just a part of an increasing incremental thing, perhaps setting the stage, China setting the stage for the world to be kind of conditioned to the idea that, hey, we may well act, and if certain things don't occur, we'll do that. And, historically speaking, as things – and the Chinese economy is suffering. Make no mistake about it. It is. It's hurting. And quite often, autocracies and dictatorships, they do the most startling things on the international front militarily – in the midst of those kinds of things. So, yeah, much to be worried about in our world, as there always is. But, today's world seems to be a little bit more needing attention everywhere.
Indeed. Well, one of the other things, of course, that's getting a lot of attention is the $6 billion that is being unfrozen, basically. Secretary of State Blinken says we have mechanisms to make sure the money's only being used for what he calls humanitarian purposes. But Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, this money is not going to just be used for humanitarian purposes, for one thing. But in the overall aspect of this, why are the Democrats, no matter which administration we're talking about, so hell-bent on helping Iran for anything? I mean, this is just crazy time.
Yeah, that's the puzzling thing. And it's interesting that now and in the earlier segment, we say – we all know it's not going to be used just for humanitarian purposes. We don't ask the question, what do you think it'll be just used for that? Because we know. We know what history tells us. We have absolutely no trust in Qatar financial officials to be able to monitor or to control the use of that money. And, we follow that. But, yeah, you're right. The last vestiges of the Democrats being able to defend the things that the current administration is doing just waste away on this. And it becomes, we see with our eyes what's going on. And our eyes aren't lying to us, but the stuff coming out of the mouths of some of the Senate and House leadership on the Democratic side certainly are lies. And it's not being bought. And, of course, all this is being done in the midst of us coming together to try to deal to avert a government shutdown And so everything comes together and everything has scrutiny, and they're not disparate things going on. They all relate to one another.
Indeed. There's an interesting article in Newsweek just out, and it's entitled "The U.S. in Russia, U.S. is losing to Russia and China in the war of global opinion." And they make the argument that Russia and China are able to kind of, you know, gain favor with some of these different countries around the world, which seems to be completely counterintuitive. But can the U.S. and many of our European allies become more isolated as a result of China and Russia's efforts?
Well, I think, yeah, the diversity of the nations and every nation for itself is definitely, I mean, we're out of the Cold War. We have a Cold War going on, make no mistake about it, but unfortunately, it's really us and a few select others that are in a position to kind of meagerly wage a Cold War against the now axis of evil, but it's fundamentally different. We can't rally disparate nations around the globe to agree with that, because they've got economic and diplomatic gains to deal with Russia and China and Iran, and they're more than willing to take advantage of that. And it's hard to blame these nations for doing that, because, hey, things are tough all over, and they've got to look out for themselves. I mean, just because the United States some people in the United States believe that the nation state is dead and that America first is so yesterday of a kind of policy to pursue, the rest of the world hasn't forsaken the Colombia first, the Mexico first, the Taiwan first, the Japan first, whatever nation you're talking about first, because they're talking about their own survival and potential trying to regain some semblance of prosperity that they've lost given the global situation economically and diplomatically.
Very well said. You know, again, this is a very, very interesting and very volatile time we're living in, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. And of course, and it's all the more important that we have folks at the helm, and then with, you know, the United States going through a transition of its leadership at the executive level and congressional elections as well. It's a lot of balls to juggle in the air.
Okay, Colonel, hold that thought. We will talk to you on Thursday, my friend, so you stay low.
All right, adios for these earthquakes and y'all on Thursday.
All righty, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Well, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with Harrison on sports. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located at a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And a little bonus if you need orthotics. They make orthotics right there on location, so stop on by. And give them a call first if you want to find out how to find them and check with them. But 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615, and ask them about the orthotics that they make and tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, first, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we're going to go down here and pick up Harrison on sports, Mr. Sports.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Tell us about some sports.
All right, and I gotta say, it's a great day to talk Rays baseball, especially in the city of St. Pete, knowing they're gonna be having the Rays there for many, many years to come. Per a report from the Tampa Bay Times, also seeing it now on MLB.com, a deal between the Rays and St. Pete for a new stadium at around the Tropicana Field site is going to finally be announced. This announcement is expected to be later today, actually. And after what seems like it's about 16 years, it looks like this soap opera will finally be coming to an end. There was the downtown ballpark in 2009. There was the Carillon site in 2012. Ybor Ballpark 2018, this whole split season deal with Montreal that lasted for a couple of years. And all that just to see the Rays stay virtually right where they are. It's kind of like when they built Raymond James Stadium for the Bucks back in the 90s, or it was built in the Tampa Stadium parking lot. And it's expected to have a roof. It'll be around 30,000 seats and expected to be just over $1 billion in cost, which the Rays are expecting to pay over half of. And I know there's the debate about how Tampa is the better location. They were in the driver's seat for the longest time to get the Rays, but St. Pete won on the end. But if you're still in favor of a Tampa ballpark, you can make your case in 2058. Along with the new stadium, hopefully we're all around to have that debate again. And along with the new stadium, the Rays clinch a playoff berth over the weekend. So despite splitting the series with the Orioles, and if the Orioles continue to stay ahead, they're now 2.5 games ahead of the Rays. They still have the first wild card by a wide margin, and will get to host all the games in the wild card rounds. But until then, they play the Angels to start their final homestand of the season. Taj Bradley will take the mound for the Rays. This week there'll be a 3-game series against the Angels, the last non-AL East opponent of the regular season, and they will play 3 games against the Blue Jays to wrap that up. And those will be your final 6 home games of the regular season. And now, let's jump into college football. The Florida Gators pick up a huge win over rival Tennessee, the first major rival victory of the Billy Napier era, by a score of 29-16. The first half, much stronger than the second. 26 of the 29 points were scored by the Gators before halftime. But it was still an improvement. Picked up a big win over a ranked opponent. And for those who might be curious about that ending to the game, you know, some guys were putting their hands up, might be a fight. There was word that there was internal disciplinary action, and there are no more details than that. That's the only follow-up we have had to that incident at the end of the game. The Gators, who are now ranked 25th in the AP poll following the win, will host the Charlotte 49ers in the Swamp this Saturday night. And barring something ridiculous, the Gators should likely pick up their third win and be halfway to bowl eligibility. But who did not win decisively over the weekend? Surprisingly, Florida State. They barely hold off Boston College to escape 31-29, their win on the road. And if Boston College didn't commit 18 penalties, it could have been upset season for Florida State, but not the case. Mm. The Noles dropped to 4th in the AP poll, but you could also argue it was more Texas jumping up to 3. FSU will travel to Clemson next week, a team who still has the loss of to Duke from the first week hanging over their heads. The Noles are favored, of course, though they don't call Memorial Stadium Death Valley for nothing. So we will see how that pans out. The Miami Hurricanes, 3-0 after a 48-7 win over Bethune-Cookman. They move up 2 spots to 20th in the AP poll. They travel to Philadelphia to play Temple. So, you know, a nice chance to get out of the heat. While it's not too cold up there, I actually checked the weather before coming up on here. It's going to be in the mid-60s for that game. And checking in on the hometown USF Bulls, they battled it out with some harsh weather over the weekend in Tampa, if you guys were around for that weather. Torrential downpour game was delayed due to lightning in the middle of it, but they held on, put up a fight against Alabama. And they actually led 3-0 for a good bit of it, but while Bama did pull out in the end late, 17-3. For what it's worth, USF managed to knock Alabama 3 spots down in the AP poll. UCF football blew out Villanova 48-14, and now they get to set for Big 12 play for the first time. They'll play Kansas State, who's coming off a loss to Mizzou, and while that loss kept UCF from playing a ranked opponent for the first time, would have just been nice for the strength of schedule, they get a Power 5 school, which is still going to count for something because it does for everybody else. And while not college football, the Bucks pick up another win, and without Brady, they're 2-0. And, you know, while it's nice to at least see they're 2-0, I've definitely seen them have that start before and finish 5-11. I've seen 2-0 starts, and they've gone on to do much more than that. So we'll see how that goes over the course of the season. Again, Baker, you keep your job for another week. That will do it for this week's sports update. We return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, very good. Harrison, hold on a second here. And Kyle, what'd you think?
Well, I appreciate Harrison very much, and I always learn a lot, and I always get a great update from him. And, of course, he mentioned, I think, the California Angels, Anaheim Angels, and I may actually get a chance to go out and see them play next week, even for one of these final games, and it'll probably be my last time over at Angel Stadium for the season. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, their star is hurt and out for the season, and there's nothing they can do about it, and I don't know if it means he's out for, you know, trade options or whatnot. And the same with Mike Trout. You got to wonder about him because both of those guys really want to go somewhere where they can win a championship.
They really do, and it's been a great pleasure watching Mike Trout all these years. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani, he's injured now. But the key thing here, Captain, is evidently he cleaned out his locker, so he's not even going to be around. And, yeah, he might be looking to go somewhere else right now. So big changes in the making, I think.
Well, he can't play, so I can understand why he would clean out your locker. You wouldn't want something in there if he can't play, can't participate with the team. Right? He's going to have surgery? Is that what I'm understanding?
I believe so, but it could be a harbinger, though, of perhaps a sort of an ignominious ending to his Angel career, which is really kind of sad. I'd hate to see the samurai helmet go somewhere else at this point.
Well, they don't call him Babe Ruth or nothing.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you're going to go see a game, you said?
I think so. I think early next week, and but it's always fun to go out to Angel Stadium, especially when the weather is pleasant and everything, and a lot of nice people you meet there.
Okay. Well, you know, coming up here, final segment for today, and, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things we talked about earlier, because that plane has still got a lot of people chiming in here. I'm getting a lot of messages about the F-35, and is it safe? Can they fly it? Or, you know, well, I don't know. They certainly lost one yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah, we don't know exactly why the pilot had to eject. There can be a confluence of issues, and is it systemic? That's what they're trying to determine for the other planes. Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the final segment for a Tuesday. And let's not forget, Tuesday, have lunch with the Captain, Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to having some good lunch today up there on West Waters at Mission Barbecue. Always have a good time there and have a good turnout and have good people. So come on and come on out and be one of the good people with us from 11 to 1 at Mission Barbecue. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor brings you this final segment of the program. They've been around with me since just about the beginning of the show when I was down there in Sarasota and for a number of years. Now, the captain, me, yours truly, and Dominic, who is no longer there in the business, is still named after him, though. Dominic was quite the guy. He was a former prison guard in the New York prison system, and he got to work with a lot of different things. Very patriotic individual, and I still hear from him every now and then. I just don't see him as much as I used to. But his business has continued on, and with the same traditions and the same great professionalism that they've got, and I'm telling you, I'm proud to be a small part of the big puzzle. But if you are a firefighter or a veteran, you get a discount on your purchases down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Make sure you tell them that you are such so that you can get the discount. And from installation to parts to cleaning, they're the ones to call. Their number is 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Or just stop by the store, which is located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters, Dominic's is the absolute best. They do what they do, and they do it right, and they do it for all the right reasons. So stop by and check them out at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or if you can't do that, give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they will come to you and help you with whatever type of problem you've got going on. They're local, they're experienced, they are Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay, Mr. Kyle Warren is with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You are the professor of politics. Why do you think Florida has become the shining example for America? We call it the United States of Florida. That's what it's being called now by a lot of people. And how did Florida become the center of the Republican universe?
Well, I think it's multifaceted, for one thing, but I do think that overall you have a focus, right? You've in Florida, in the state of Florida, you have your Governor DeSantis, and he's been able to apply this focus of values, of shared values about not just, just conservative thought and so forth, but of common sense things that make our society go. And unfortunately, our society, the fabric of it, is always under attack, it seems like, from the far left. And I think Governor DeSantis and many others, of course, in Florida have applied these principles where, if you want to be successful, you have to have a solid foundation, I think. And that's the simple explanation, I think.
Well, it's fair to assume that we have a very loyal base down here of sports fans. And they love their teams. They love the Gators. There's a group that love the Gators, a group that love the Seminoles, a group that love the Miami Hurricanes when it comes to college, the USF Bulls, and the other small colleges around, smaller colleges, and the pro teams. They love their pro teams. And I think that brings a lot of camaraderie to the state, if you will, because it's always something to see when you've got one of the teams that's in the finals, whether it's the Dolphins or whether it's the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The whole state is rooting for the team that's in the finals if it's just one team.
Well, sure, and there starts to become a unity there, and that's actually a great thing about sports. Sports always tended to unify us, and now we've gone through this season, no pun intended there, a season of time where sports has become incredibly divisive, or people try to use sports, maybe that's a better way of putting it, to try to divide people. We're going to sit down for the anthem and this kind of stuff. We're going to, these kinds of things that draw us apart. Where so many people want to be able to go to a sporting event and just kind of check out from all of the other stuff in life for a while. I think that's completely understandable. And on top of that, though, too, Captain, I think you've also got a governor and a legislature that wants to make sure the taxes are low, that there's incentives for building business in addition to the beautiful surroundings and so forth. It's a home run to be able to do that. And I think you got a lot of critics because they don't like the idea that there's success.
Well, one of the biggest reasons that Florida keeps coming up in the conversations around the country is whether or not you're talking about national politics, climate change, or the culture wars. The Sunshine State feels that it's at the forefront of every important conversation in American life, and we are at the common sense approach of it. Now, we're so excited to step back and think about the state driving so much discourse that, guess what? We actually, for the most part, all get along.
And that's a good thing. It that kind of harkens back to yesteryear, right? When generally speaking, even Republicans and Democrats got along because they had a shared sort of foundational value structure overall. Yes, they differed here and there, and sometimes very significantly. But nowadays, it's become very different. The Democrat Party that we once knew, I think, is just gone. The party of Kennedy is gone. John Kennedy, maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. can help try to bring some of that back. Yeah.
I don't want to sound like as if, they're gone, but I will say this. The Democrats have done it pretty much to themselves down here by just not understanding what the people want. And they think they know what the people want because they keep listening to their own people. But they are not the majority. They are very clearly the minority. And they are going to remain the minority for many years to come because they just don't understand that we don't want taxation without representation. We don't want all this extra burden tossed upon us by government. We don't want more government. How's that? We don't want more government. And that's one of the reasons that Ron DeSantis and before him Rick Scott, they cut back the size of government. They didn't make it bigger. They made it smaller.
Well, right, because you have a different philosophy altogether from the far-left Democrats who believe, and literally, and this is just a terminology, they sort of worship at the altar of government. You know, they never met a government program they didn't like. They didn't meet a government expansion that they didn't like because they wake up in the morning and they think, what can government do today? Whereas many times conservatives wake up in the morning and say, how do we let people do what they do today and get out of their way?
And the only thing that we don't have, and if we had it, I'll tell you what, we would be the leader in the South and certainly probably most of the country. If we had an oil refinery where we could take the oil that's right out there in the Gulf of Mexico, bring it in and process it for the citizens here in Florida, we would save a minimum of 10 to 15 cents per gallon or more on just the transportation cost of getting it here by the other means that we have in place. Think about that for a second, what that would do for the economy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you start being much more independent and self-sufficient. That's another important aspect.
Yeah, and people need to understand that we've got ways of making things even better down here, and that's one of them. That's one of them. And for this stuff that, well, they're not going to build a refinery by my house. Well, hey, the refineries are in pretty good shape if you take a look and see what they do for the most part, especially the newer ones.
Well, that's right. Yeah, things have evolved over the last 50, 60, 70 years where, yeah, it's much more modern than it ever was.
But if they did that, our economy would just take off like a rocket ship, even above where it's at right now. If they did that one thing. Something to think about, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Kyle, you're invited to lunch today.
Well, thanks. I wish I could be there.
All right. We'll talk to you tonight, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. And by the way, Ken's invited and Roger's invited and... We'll see if they can show up. All right, I'll see you tonight. God bless America, everybody. Have a great day.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.